Hello.
Hello, David.
Yes.
Hi, David. This is Amy with Local Splash. I just got off the phone with Franklin. I believe he was explaining everything to you. Is that correct?
Yeah, he spoke to me about it.
Okay, perfect. So he let me know that you're the one who's going to be taking care of everything for Alcatrana Painting. Is Alcantara, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Alcantara Painting and Home Improvement Contractors. So, in order to get everything set up here and get everything moving forward, David, your first name is David?
That's correct, yes.
And your last name, sir?
Munoz, M-U-N-O-Z.
N-O-Z, Munoz, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. And then email, I have an email here of alcantara04@live.com. Is that the best email, or do you have a better email for me?
Actually, let me verify our company email. Give me one sec.
Okay, I got that email from the Facebook.
All right, one second. Let me check.
Yeah.
So it's going to be alcantarapainting@hotmail.com.
Okay. alcantarapainting@hotmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. So the email that's on your Facebook is not a good email. So we're going to want to change that out during client interview, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to send out a series of text messages and emails over to you right now because I'm the lead on your account and point of contact. Now, David, I have a couple of questions for you. The phone number that the clients should be contacting on, is that Franklin's number or is it the number you and I are speaking on?
Well, on the contract that we do, both of our phone numbers are in. So, honestly...
Okay, so what we could do is we can put both phone numbers onto the website that we build you. That's not a problem at all. But as far as the actual Google listing goes and the way things are advertised, David, you can only put one number on the first page of Google. So when I do a search right now looking at everything, it shows a phone number of 609-541-8540. And that's Franklin's number, right?
Correct.
And then the phone number for us, for Local Splash to contact, it should be your number, right? We should be dealing with you?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. No worries. And both numbers will be on the account. We just have to have a main contact for clients and then a main contact for the account, okay?
All right.
Now, give me the business address of where everything was physically verified.
Sure. It's going to be 30 Van Maar Avenue.
V-A-N-M-A-R. Is that all one word or two words?
Two words.
Two words. 30 Van Maar Avenue. Okay.
Pleasantville, New Jersey.
Got it. Okay. Okay, beautiful. Now tell me, about how far out are you going for new clients?
Far out as in miles or?
It's up to you. So it's truly up to you, David. You can go miles, you can go counties, you can go cities, states. It just depends on how far out do you want to target. Now, my suggestion to you is to keep it under 50 miles or the top 15 cities or four counties because we want this to be as effective as possible for you. So in order to cherry pick the jobs as they're coming in, we want to be selective. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah. All right. So I think what we've always done is around, 35 miles from our – business
at the center from Pleasantville?
Correct.
Got it. So you want 35 miles, right?
Yeah, 35 miles. I think it's fine. Now, okay. Is that something that we can change in the future?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
And are you bilingual?
Yes.
Perfect. Spanish and English?
Yeah, and at some point it was more, but I lost my Italian.
Well, that is a great talent. I hear that Italian is a beautiful language.
It is.
Yes. It definitely is. I love that. Now, do you want to take advantage of the call tracking app that automatically comes with the package? This is going to give both you and your – Franklin's your brother, right?
Correct.
Okay, it's going to give both you and Franklin a business line. So it's going to eliminate spam and robocalls, and it's going to ensure that you have a downloadable app where you can track everything.
I mean, that'll be great.
Cool. And then you have a logo, right?
A logo, yes, we do.
Okay, and then you said 35 miles for now. I see the Facebook page. What are the hours of operation, David? When do you want the physical phone calls?
So, I mean, to be honest with you, as of right now, I get calls at all times, which is annoying, I guess.
But
our hours of actually working, it's 8 to 4:30.
Is that when you want the phone calls?
Yeah, I guess so. You know what? Let me think. Okay, so on the actual when people go online, are you gonna have two times, one labor hours and one calling hours?
No. So what we do is we just list the calling hours, and of course, it's simply a suggestion to people. So like this, like you and I, right? We're business owners, and we want to show respect to other people. So when we look up a phone number, we go, okay, well, they prefer the phone calls between this hour and this hour, right? But if it's an emergency, we're going to call anyway, no matter what, because we're in need of something, right?
Make sure. Okay.
When you choose to do the labor hours, that's between you and your client. Like some situations may call for you to be working in the middle of the night, right? If it's a business that you're painting, you may be working in the middle of the night, but we're not going to list those hours. Oh, he's available at 3 a.m. You know, we're just going to list the hours for the phone calls. And then when you choose to schedule the labor hours, outside of that is between you and your client. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so when do you want the phone calls?
Yeah, let's do 8 to 4:30.
Got it. Is that Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, tell me more about the services.
Okay, so obviously we do interior and exterior painting.
Uh-huh.
We do custom stain finish.
Mm-hmm.
Wallpaper removal.
Mm-hmm.
Floor installation.
Okay, tell me about the specific type of flooring. It looks like you're doing hardwood, right?
I mean, we do hardwood, laminate. We do vinyl. Pretty much any type of flooring except tile. We have someone who does tile. But personally, we do any type of flooring but tile.
Got it. Okay. Got it.
That includes, you know, bamboo. That includes engineered hardwood. There's a bunch of them.
Yeah, no, I want it all.
But that's pretty much it. Laminate, vinyl, engineered hardwood, hardwood, bamboo.
Are you doing hardwood refinishing?
I'm sorry?
Are you doing any hardwood refinishing?
Not necessarily. We do, what
they
call...
Do you do plank?
I'm sorry?
Plank? Flooring?
Plank.
Yeah, it's like the plank, the hardwood, like they have these planks that they kind of like hook together. Maybe it's more of a newer one or something.
I mean, all floorings click together, honestly. Most
yeah, they do,
click.
Right? I'm not crazy? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
The only thing we're really doing is doing a poly coat.
Poly coat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're not really sanding down floors, honestly. We really don't get it.
Okay. Yeah, I know it's kind of a dying breed, right? The old hardwood floors.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. And they were a lot of work to clean, too. I used to have one. Yeah, a lot of work to clean. Okay. So then I also have, I have to schedule the client interview with my technician. This is a 20 to 30 minute phone interview. We do block off the entire hour in case the tech is finishing up with the client directly in front of you. Now, available appointment times that I have for this, David, are going to, I have today, I can do between 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have something between 1 and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I have something available between 4 and 5. Or we can do 5 and 6. Which time frame is best for you?
Okay, and this is for what exactly, I'm sorry?
This is the client interview. So this is where the magic happens. They're going to gain access to your Google business profile, also to your Facebook, so we can begin programming. They're going to tell you how to send in the photos. They're going to verify keywords and service radius. This is the most important conversation to get everything moving forward.
Okay, so let me do the one between 2 and 3.
2 and 3, got it. The technician's going to contact you from our 877 phone number, David, so it's really important that you know that that's when the call's going to be coming from. I'm going to send out a series of text messages in just a moment. That's going to be my direct phone number and extension line, also the number for client support. There's also going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial, so you can lock this phone number into your cell phone so that you know when Local Splash is contacting you and you don't miss a phone call from us. Okay. All right, that's going to be coming through to you right now. Give me just a moment. And then the next thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to read a voice verification that outlines the service agreement with Local Splash. It goes over the fact that everything is done month to month, that there's no contract, and I need to secure the payment information as well. So for the cards you're putting on file, is there any middle initial, or is it just your first and last name?
Let me see. I'm trying to find it here.
Yeah, take your time.
So many compartments on those walls, it's annoying.
That happens to my husband. The other day I was looking for his Sam's Club card in his wallet, and I got lost in there. There were so many, like, little compartments and stuff like that. And you think it only happens to women, but it happens to men, too, you know?
Yeah. All right, so it's going to be the business card.
The business card? Okay, and does that just have the business name as it reads? How does it read in the card?
Well, it's Kent at a penny. That's it.
Okay, cool. And you want how you want the business advertised on the first page of Google is Alcantara Painting and Home Improvement Contractor?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and fix this. And the billing address for that is the 30 Van Mar Avenue in Pleasantville, New Jersey?
Yeah.
Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
This is Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
So it's going to be 4135.
Mm-hmm.
7510.
Uh-huh.
0763.
Uh-huh.
4379.
Expiration month and year?
0527.
And the 3-digit code on the back?
961.
I'm updating your profile, assigning the package, and processing the payment now for the $299. The voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call is being recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
So, Alcantara Painting,
mm-hmm.
Home Improvement Contractors.
Please state your name and title within the business.
David Muniz, foreman.
David, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to get results as fast as possible, David, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged for today's date, which is September 12, 2022, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of just $299. This is a true flat rate. There are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 12th day of every month. If you choose to pause or discontinue your services, you can do so anytime by contacting client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of November. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. That concludes the voice verification. I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. Now, David, we just have one last little bit of housekeeping, and then I can let you get back to it. I'm sending you one last text message. Please go ahead and click on the link I'm providing you here. Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Let me know.
Okay, got it.
Okay, as you scroll through here, you're going to see that everything is going to be listed there that we verbally promised to provide for you in writing. Please scroll to the bottom of the page, click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay. All right, that's done.
Okay, it should have taken you to a screen asking for username and password. Do you see that?
Yes.
Perfect. That will be granted to you once the client interview has been conducted in approximately 5 to 7 days time. So for right now, the most important thing for you to do is be aware that that phone call is coming today between 2 and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and the technician's contacting you from our 877 phone number. So be prepared for that call, okay?
All right.
All right, David.
In that call, I will get, my username and all that stuff, right?
You will get your username and password via email and text message in about 5 days. Right now, we have to build the campaign, and we also have to build the tracking and reporting system, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have any other questions for me?
No, just to verify, because I'm sure Frank is going to ask me. So the username and password I'm going to get via email.
Correct.
Within 5 to 7 days, you said?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
And, all right, I guess the rest of the information I'll talk with the technician.
Well, what other questions do you have? I'd love to answer them for you now.
No, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the technician when he calls me.
Okay, so what's going to happen is the technician's going to call you, right, and they're going to verify the business information that I took down from you. So they're going to verify keywords. They're going to run those keywords through our database with Google, and then they're going to give you a list of top recommended keywords based on what you're offering and where you're offering it. They're going to also tell you how to send in the photos to us so that we can go ahead and build the website for you and build the campaign. They're going to send an invitation so we can gain access to your Google business profile and also to the Facebook so we can upload the images, and we're also able to go in and make changes and adjustments on the Facebook to put the proper information and build the Facebook ads. So
okay.
There's quite a bit of stuff that's going to happen within that phone call, and it is the most important phone call to get everything moving forward in the right position and clean everything up out there. Any miscommunication about your company, any misinformation out there, we want to change that email over to the business email. We want to make sure that everything is consistent.
Okay.
Does that clarify for you a bit?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any more questions for me? I'm delighted to answer.
I think I'm good.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much for your time, David, and you have a blessed day, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.